Blog Talk Radio.
Amber, you are live.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. What's good, everybody? Thank you for joining me. I am excited for today's show and to, you know, hear from everybody and get all your tips and what's going on with you. So let's go ahead and get the intro popping.
For some reason, the intro is acting weird. So I'm going to try to redo the boards and play something real quick, and then I'm going to switch it to the intro.
All right, cool. Yeah, it's your boy Poe in the house. Left side, my life. That's how we do it around here. Keep the script. It's real out here.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for responding to the call. An Amber Alert has been set out looking for the most amazing artist in the game. Thanks to your tips, we have located two of these amazing artists. We have producer Midwest Matthew. Also, rapper Young Cash Flow. Please stay on the line. All tips will be answered as soon as possible.
I'm on some fuck you two shit like Slim Lane. I give a damn where you from, nigga. I've been down to this mic cord, I choke you with it. Get a deuce fire from the little homie and smoke you with it. Then it's back to the spot, G'd up like a motherfucker, pinching the block. Holds my own like a soldier in this battlefield. Yeah, nigga, you can run up, but then you out of here. That's part of the game, press your luck and get fucked by the tool of my name. It's a cold game, it's a cold world. I just ain't fucking smoking blood with the whole girl. A lot of rappers in the game want the whole world. Make room for the tunes, it's a cold world. It's a cold game, it's a cold world. I just ain't fucking smoking blood with the whole girl. A lot of rappers in the game want the whole world. Make room for the tunes, it's a cold world. Yeah, I'm back from the last break. Real bars, you still tripping off the lab 8. A real MC, how much can a man take? This rubbish in the yard, time to clear out the landscape. Game is made to be played and not perpetrated. Niggas thinking they real just cause the purpose blame. Cause it's Hollywood and made for the motion pictures. Don't mix it up with reality, that shit'll get you. Take a message from a real live Cali boy. 323 to the 818 out in the valley, boy. Yeah, it's real out here. Watch your back, mess around and get peeled out here. Pray to God first thing in the morning. By the end of the night, you might end up mourning. Swap the steam with my sword like a soldier. Never bow down, remember what mama told you. It's a cold game, it's a cold world. I just ain't fucking smoking blood with the whole girl. A lot of rappers in the game want the whole world. Make room for the tones, it's a cold world. It's a cold game. Cold world, I just ain't fucking smoking blood with the whole girl. A lot of rappers in the game want the whole world. Make room for the toes of the cold world.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining in. If you don't know who this is your girl, Gemini the Queen, a.k.a. Amber. Find me on Facebook at Amber Downs, D-O-W-N-S. My artist page is Amber Alert Takeover. And Instagram and Twitter, you got me at MFKN Gemini. That's motherfucking Gemini. So let's go ahead and get some callers popping. Let's get this thing started.
910-709.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not much. Well, can we talk about anything we want?
Well, let's start with who you are and what you do. What you got going on?
I'm Jimmy Cooper. I go by Big Bugatti. I'm a rapper from Fayetteville, North Carolina. I do freestyles, and I write music and everything like that. Matter of fact, I got a freestyle here in front of me. I'd like to kick it to you, if that was okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I wrote it just for tonight's show. Matter of fact.
Nice.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Whenever you ready.
Let me take a minute to tell you about my life of sin and all the evil and wicked things that I've been through. I contemplated suicide, and I tried when I took a minute to think, would I be cast and baptized by eternal fire? But I go to heaven because I hope I don't make it to hell. After all the bad in my life I did, I won't live to tell. And all the struggling and the tormented a brother been through, only God up above knows and witness and knows what I go through. My life is full of grief and I'm in denial. I hope I get right, because if I died right now, I'd be cast into eternal fire. My soul forever burning in misery. Only God up above knows and can free me. Should I ask and beg for mercy? Hold on.
That's good, though.
Should I ask and beg for mercy, crying out for mercy and ask, beg for forgiveness, because I don't want to die empty. tormented, because into a lake of fire my soul forever burning in misery. Should I, because if I die, I at least hope I make it to heaven, and I hope I not go to hell. But after all the bad years of doing dirt and putting in work, should I scream out and ask and beg, plead for forgiveness? Take my plea before him when I die and take my eternal rest. By then, it'll be too late, because if I go to heaven and not go to hell, after all the bad, I hope the good ways, I hope I live to tell. To take my chances when I die, land or be dead, baptized, take my eternal fire, hope God take me though. I cop a plea with the Lord up above, try to get out of the bad life of what I dealt with, doing slinging drugs, because prison or hell can't compare to eternal rest on a road that leads to nowhere. All right, that's it.
All right. I can dig it. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, for real. Shout out your links one more time so everybody know how to find you.
Yeah, I write lyrics and everything like that. And I go by Big Bugatti. I'm on Facebook, and my Facebook page is Jimmy Cooper. And you can find me in Sonora, California. That's where my page is located. But I live in North Carolina, Fayetteville. It's called Big Bugatti, and my page is Jimmy Cooper. Yeah, also, I'm a burn victim. I was burned in a house fire last year, really bad house fire, and almost died.
Sorry about that.
I was hooked up to machines and everything like that. But, yeah, all I do is I write music and pretty much live life, you know, to the fullest, you know. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get my music heard by anybody that'll listen, you know.
Because
that's what I love. I love my music. It makes me feel good. Okay. That's how you can reach me, Big Bugatti or Jimmy Cooper, Chaos 13, KAHOS 13 at yahoo.com. Thank you, guys, and God bless. Bye.
All right. You have a great night, and make sure you call back next week, Jimmy.
You too.
All right. Go for another one.
.413727.
Hey, it's Angela.
Hey, fam.
I knew it.
What's going on, girl?
I'm calling from Western Massachusetts. Woo.
Hey.
Shout out to Black Tear. Shout out Blackout Radio. Shout out to you, Gemini, Amber Down, on your
Amber Alert.
Yeah. Much love and respect to y'all.
I appreciate it so much. Like I always say, Angels, you know I know the business, but let these people know the business. Who are you and what is going on?
Oh, my. All right. So my name's Angels, A-N-N-J-E-W-E-L-Z, found on Facebook, Instagram, and on SoundCloud. I'm trying to get my Instagram back up. They want my ID. I'm kind of like, anyway, that's a whole different issue. But, yeah, y'all can find me on two Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes, Wu Files 2 and Wu Files 4. So shout out to DJ Flipside, the Wu Lords, Wu-Tang Clan, and Intel for making that happen, and Kenny Starr for producing some of that. Yeah, last night, my girl, my homegirl, Angel's official photographer, and I just submitted to Love Sexy Lindahl Spirit our layout that she designed, and I'm in the VIP Room magazine, so I got to give a shout-out to Lindahl Spirit, a.k.a. Love Sexy. Yo, and a shout-out to Young Zeke, who is Snoop Dogg, who I met through Blackout Radio, through Black Tear. He's on the cover. So I'm waiting for that to drop. That'll drop this week sometime soon. So that's exciting. Another magazine you can find me on. I'm a cover girl, first cover girl for Untouchable magazine. So shout out to Untouchable, my family over there, and John Taylor. Any of the listeners out there, your artists doing your grind, it's a great platform. So I'm really grateful to share the pages with Black Tear in issue 4, The Sky's the Limit. My girl Jen Burdick shot that, so shout out to her, Jen Burdick Photography. Shout out to the Crip Hop Nation. You can find me on the 10th anniversary CD with Run DMC's Daryl McDaniels, Wonder Mike of Sugar Hill Gang, and also Rob DeNoise Temple of Sugar Hill Gang, a.k.a. he's also part of Rapper's Delight. So shout out to those guys and our founders, Leroy Moore, and our beat maker, Jesse, DJ Quad. So that's what's going on right now. Check me out. Thank you so much, y'all, for your time, your support, and your love. I see you. I love you. I feel you. I watch your grind, and I support you all.
All right. I appreciate it so much, Angela. That resume is impeccable.
Thank you. Thank you, sister. You know how we go, and you know how much I love you and support you. So I'm watching you rise, and I'm watching you shine. So keep going. I love you. I love what you do. I love your artwork. I love it all. And you're such a great role model for your daughters, too. So shout out to you and your family.
So much, Angela. You always made me feel all teary-eyed.
It's the softy in me. I can't help it, you know. Anyway, you have a great night, sis. I'll keep listening.
All right, you too.
All right,
thanks,
peace to all
man.
The callers out there. Good health to everybody. Peace. Bye.
Yes. Okay, I think I got time to get one more in before we get into a track and our first guest.
313-723.
Hello. Hey everyone, this is Lady Taz from Detroit.
What's going on, Lady Taz?
Not much, you know what I'm saying? I'm still out here, you know what I'm saying, grinding, you know what I'm saying, trying to make more moves.
And that you are. I saw a couple moves this week. Go ahead and let the people know what's going on, who you are and all that.
I'm Lady Taz, and I'm here to promote Bamboozle 313. You know, I'm his manager as well as wife. And right now he's working on his album. He has 6 videos on his YouTube, and his YouTube is Bamboozle space 313. So that's BAMBOOZELD space 313. Also, he also going to be on with the Q Friday in the battle rap with, what's his name, Smiley Mazza? I think that's his name, from Detroit. So it's going to be a battling with Detroit thing.
Nice.
I look forward to that. Yeah. Also, his Instagram is RODDT313. And mostly that's basically it. And mine's, you know, Facebook as well as my Instagram is Lady Taz or Lady Taz space 313.
All right. Shout out to Lady Taz and Bamboozle 313. I want to see that battle. Let me know when it happens.
Yeah.
If y'all take video or something.
Yeah, it's gonna be on Friday at 6. So it's gonna be between him and, you know what I'm saying.
Nice. Very nice. I'm gonna stay tuned for that. But, you know, I always appreciate you calling in and keep on grinding. I know you will. Check out Bamboozle and Lady Taz, everybody. Real good artists out there.
And I also keep following you and your SoundCloud and everything. You know what I'm saying? You got dope music as well.
Thank you, Lady Taz. I appreciate it. Really, for real.
You are.
I'm going to let you go. All right. I'm going to let you go. You know you're already always encouraged to call every single week. Send me tracks if y'all want some airplay or whatever. You know what it is.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll send you some.
All right, cool. You have a great rest of your night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to be still on, bye-bye. Though.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's getting good. It's getting good. But all right, let's see. Let's go into a couple tracks. Man, we don't care. Oh, sorry.
Third Battalion.
Got instrumentals.com.
You can see we did it
always.
And we here to take it all. You can see we did it
always.
And we here to take it all. You can see we did it
always.
And we here to take it all. You can see we did it
always.
And we here to take it all.
Did it all way, the whole leaving in broad day. See me creeping through that hallway. Exorcist perfectionist, no doubt one of the best at this. What I wrestle with, I tussle with. 4-5, extend that mat. Got this game up in a bag. 3 toes, jet lag. Hold the burner pants, don't sag. Where these cats do that ad? No thugs, they just on drugs. They grave dugs, I'm the caretaker. Dreams gone, I'm the heartbreaker. The track darker than Darth Vader. Twist up, then I blow vapors. A hero, disrupt all capers. Indigenous deserve my acres. In the land where the law rapers. I love women of all flavors. Maximus Aurelius, my whole team be gladiators. Raise to eat like radiators. Eat to be like alligators. These rappers, they just appetizers. No surprise that they despise us.
But they hear mine, the average rapper, they fear mine. Turn the water into that wine, oh, Jesus, sipping Grey Goose. I hang loose, but I'm no noose from the era, triple bad goose. If that's cool, then I tattoo my name on your show tape. Sorry, but I'm not sorry. A bit raunchy, I'm a haunty. In 3D, this be me, what I represent, 3B. Out this world, call me ET. Every pass be easy, state to state, they can't see me.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take a moment to sit back and listen to the first artist, Midwest Matthew. What's happening? Listen.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Oh, no problem, no problem. Well, you know, I'm going to give you a chance to let the people know who you are in your own words and a little bit about what you got going on.
Okay. So I'll start out, number one, I would call myself an artist because I don't do just rap, but, you know, I'm a rapper, I guess you could say a singer and a producer. I do DJing, so kind of like everything, kind of well-rounded with the music. I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. Born in Michigan, but I've been in Des Moines for a while, so I just say I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. I used to produce a lot for a lot of different artists, but, you know, lately I've just been focusing on my own stuff. Been doing music for a long time, you know, probably since, 6 years old or something like that, you know. Started out beatboxing, next thing, got on the Fruity Loops, got on the programs. Those beatbox, you know, beatboxing turned to making beats. Then I started writing more poetry. Then that turned to raps. Started singing more and, you know, songs formed from that.
That's what's up. I like that. You know, it's still blowing my mind that you're the little puppy on Facebook, right? I had no idea that was you. I'm like, what? That little chihuahua. Y'all better be careful about your Facebook friends. You better start paying attention to them. Double check sources, like, oh, you might not know who on your list. Right, little chihuahua face. But I know on your IG, you got, what, 10K, over 10K followers?
Yeah, something like that. I think it went down a little. It's like 9 something now, but, yeah.
It's serious. It's still serious. So what's the last track that you put out in terms of production that, you know, did big moves? Was it your own track that you made for somebody else?
Oh, okay, just in general. I'm not really sure because I just put out the new album. I put out a single called Feel It back in March. But the way through, like, my distribution or whatever, I can't see the numbers, like, as far as iTunes and all of that type of stuff, like, to which one people are buying. So it's going to be, like, another month or two, I think, before I get to see the results. But at least on SoundCloud, actually, it's not my own music. Doing some, country song remixes. So I did a remix for, Keith Urban. And then I also mixed in Designer with it. And it's on my SoundCloud. That one's got, like, thousands of views, and yeah, a lot of people, that's probably the most popular one on my SoundCloud, you know. And it's not even me on there, but, you know, I'm not really tripping. It's still my production. So I did the remix for that one. I got a video up on YouTube for it too. A lot of people been liking that one.
I gotta check that one out. I haven't seen that. That sounds like something you gotta see, because you can't imagine what it's gonna sound like.
Yeah, it's pretty
that's
dope.
Awesome.
I did a couple before that too, like Carrie Underwood, another country singer. I mixed her. I think the one that was really hot was, I want to say it was with Kanye. I think I put Kanye with it or something. And a lot of people like that one. So it was country, you know, people sleeping on the country, but I just started kind of getting into country and, you know, you mix it with the hip hop and a lot of people like it, you know.
Sort of like the rock and hip hop flow thing. That's what you're going at?
Well, I mean, one big thing is you can't really play. A lot of country is slow, so you can't really, you know, me being a DJ, I know you can't really play it in the club. So when you have that club remix, then people that like country can also hear, you know, something that they like to hear. But in the club, they're still bumping, you know.
Genius. Yup. I don't know if people are listening, but I hope y'all are listening. Every week I'm bringing y'all somebody that's going to help you out if you listen and paying attention, all right? I don't know if you heard it, but I hope you did. I surely heard it. So that's what's up, y'all. For real, that's really, really interesting. I love innovators, you know what I mean? Invention is one thing, but innovation and changing it up to make your whole own zone, love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excited. All right. So will you please tell the people what your SoundCloud name is, how to get on that, and like your YouTube so they can look that stuff up, because I'm interested in looking at myself.
Most definitely. So the SoundCloud is Midwest Matthew. You can do soundcloud.com/Midwest Matthew or just type in Midwest Matthew in the search. YouTube, it'll be The Midwest Matthew. So you could just search you know, search Midwest Matthew, you'll find the page. There's another guy, his name is like Midwest Matt, and that's not me. So I'm Midwest Matthew. So this, you'll see it, you know, or you can use Google and you'll get all the links.
Yes, Midwest Matthew, ladies and gentlemen. I can dig that. All right, well, I know it's a lot of people on the line. We can get back into your interview. Would you like to take a couple callers? Matthew?
Oh, are you talking to me? What you said, would I like to take some callers?
Yeah, would you like to take a couple callers?
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Cool. Let's see who we got on the line with the next tip.
7-5-7-6-7-5. Hey, hello there. This is Quantrin Hop from Kilburn Entertainment out of Cambridge, Virginia. How y'all doing this evening?
We're good. Mm-hmm. What's going on, Q?
What's going on? Actually, I had you on my show. I think it was on Friday. Yeah, I was just playing your music. Yeah, I didn't know you got to get up here so quick. Well, you got. But I say she took you quick.
You play Phil. Well,
I was already there, but Q, you got to see how I work. I can't tell you how I work, but I'm letting you know. I was already there. Yeah. I was just waiting.
We had just played it. We actually had just played his track. Actually, the track you just played, we had just played on Friday. So that's a very, very coincidental. I'm about to say, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
But also, man, you're taking every advantage, man. Definitely look to all the network. Look to all the network. You want to get stuff out there. But just let everybody know, I host a show called The Q. It airs every Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Obviously, y'all know about it. Y'all are on the show. We got a big show. We got a big show this upcoming Friday. We got a battle rap challenge coming up. We got Bamboozle 313 going against the champion, Sleepy NASA. Sleepy NASA is his name. And they're both out of Detroit, Michigan, so it's going to be Battle of Detroit Part 2. We actually had Part 1 when Sleepy took on our thin champion at the time, KOKE313, and obviously Sleepy won that battle. So now it's going to be pretty big. Going to be a pretty big battle. We actually had to delay it this past Friday. We had to delay it because of we lost most of my co-hosts were gone. So because of that, I was solo for that show. So we had to delay it. So next week, should have some folks coming right back. So we're going to be hopefully getting that battle going next week. So we got a big plan for that. So definitely, if anybody's into battle rap and any bars, anything like that, definitely tune into the show this Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sleepy NASA versus Bamboozle 313 if you guys are into the battle rap thing. And also, you can challenge the winner right after the battle. So whoever wins after that point, any callers that want to come up and try to challenge them can do so right off the bat. So if anybody wants to try to take the championship, it's open to anybody. So you just got to be willing to defend it anytime you're called out. So you have to be willing to defend that thing every single time, and we try to set it up as many times as we can. But shout out Sleepy NASA for being our special guest this past Friday. He was a special guest, so definitely shout out to him. Definitely facebook.com/theQ16 if anybody wants to definitely get themselves out there or check out what we got going on the queue, and also if anybody wants to get their music on the show, music feel obviously Midwest Matthew did, Midwest Matthew obviously did on our show this past Friday. Definitely email me at theclown@rocketmail.com. That's theclown@rocketmail.com. So definitely shout out to you. I think actually you actually started surfacing when we got up. Who was the other dude you knew?
Jimmy Figure. He used to live here in Des Moines. Yeah, he moved here for a little bit, and then he moved back to New York a few weeks ago.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
And then G2.
That's who put you through here. Yeah,
Yep.
Yep, and everybody knows Jimmy Figa.
Oh, no, he didn't put me. I mean, I already knew about it. And then I told him about it, and then he called. And then my other guy, G, he also called.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, if it wasn't for you, I guess he wouldn't have called in and became the 8-Bar Challenge winner.
Yeah,
he's an 8-Bar Challenge winner now. He's an 8-Bar Challenge winner now. But hey, you never know. You never know. You can
I'm not hating.
Take advantage.
That's good.
Hey, man, you can take advantage, though, man. Next week after the battle, man, if you call and happen to call at the right time, you can challenge somebody and try to get your own battle rap championship. That's a pretty hard title to have because you have to defend that every single time.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's a pretty rare championship to get. But if we
get
a challenge, we'll let everybody know.
Excited.
Yeah, but if we have an 8-bar challenge, if have any more 8-bar challenges, we'll let everybody know. That way everybody can get in their track. I know we're going to be getting close to ending our season pretty soon, and then we're going to be getting some other things rolling. So definitely look out for that. Also, shout out to Little Black Eye Radio Network outside of those bars. Coming up, we've got a big competition. Jonathan's finally getting the beat together, and we're going to go hopefully get that competition started so everybody can get into that. But besides that, that's pretty much it. Definitely check out The Q this Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, facebook.com/TheQ16, and definitely check out the label QLN Entertainment, QLNENT on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, and Instagram. Just search QLNENT. You can just check us out there. Check out what we got going on.
Oh, so I definitely will be calling in this Friday because I have got to hear that battle. Got it.
Oh, yeah. That already sounds pretty good because they had plenty of time to get prepared now. So.
Okay. All right, Q, I always appreciate you calling in. And, you know, like I said, I'll be calling in and keep on doing your thing, brother.
All righty. Shout out to y'all.
All right. Have a great night.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see if we got one more guy, lady, kid, whichever.
646-673.
Yo, what's up, people? How you doing? Sean Sona, SX Engine. How you doing this evening?
What's going on?
Not going on. I want to give a shout-out to my model of the month, DJ Name. She's on Facebook, Marley, SX Engine, Cody the Drink. She's on a show called Loose End. Check that out. Real quick, City of Loose End. Shout-out to DNA Thick Cake. Going down to the Black Bike Week Festival this Thursday. Check out all the festivals going on with Black Bike Week, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We've got 5,000 bikers worldwide. There'll be a lot of festivals going on. Check it out, Black Bike Week on YouTube and on social media.
Nice. Super nice. Yeah, check that out. I got some biker family members. So I'm pretty sure they'll be
Oh, yeah. I'll be out there, you know, taking pictures with some lovely ladies holding the SX Energy drink samples. Did that a couple of years ago. And also check me out on YouTube, Sean Sutter SX Promotions, with my top videos. And I'm going to be doing a photo shoot with the lovely Quad Lila Kinky Combo Out the Dark. I'll be in this in Atlanta, Georgia this summer. Check out for the pictures real soon. And also I'll be in Queens with Nonstop Entertainment June 4th, Industry Talent Show Contest. Cuban Links from the Terror Squad is one of the industry judges, along with Rumors. It could be Styles P of The Lock. $1,000 cash prize. Check it out, nonstopentertainment.com, promoter Joe Santana.
Nice. I know that's
sure.
Right. That's how you tell me. So
yeah.
Yeah, that. Pow. Holler. I know that's right. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. You can make sure you call back and, you know, keep on promoing and all that. Every single week.
Sure. You're going to see some of the pictures of me with SX Energy Drinks at Myrtle Beach for Black Bike Week. Check out for them photos real soon. Later.
All right, have a good night.
I
know. All right, let's let a couple more people know. I know y'all been waiting. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know I love y'all.
415-568.
Hey, y'all. Hey, this is OMF from San Francisco. How y'all doing?
All right, how are you?
Doing good.
All right. Shout out to Ron Chris Rubio. Kahisha Radio, LeVar Hayes, Dirty Centaur, coming to your town, you know what I'm saying? Just hanging out, just chilling, just working on my music, just chilling in the house, just listening to your radio station, and just keeping up with what's going on, you know, and just working on my music, trying to keep hip-hop alive, you know what I'm saying?
Dig that. Dig that.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Introduce you to my guest, Midwest Matthew, and his piece. I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
Well, me?
Yeah.
Oh, Matt.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
my bad. Sorry about that. Royal Crest.
Oh, you got a guest, you said?
What'd you
had a special guest?
Yeah, his Midwest Matthew, producer, artist, so all kinds of slash.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up,
man?
Yeah,
I go by Midwest Matthew. Hey, what's up?
All
you
right.
You said your name. What did you have a SoundCloud?
OMF. OMF.
OMF.
OMF.
O. Okay.
O. Orange. M is in Mary, and F is in Frank.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll check you out on SoundCloud. I'll follow you.
I'm from Frisco. I grew up in New York City. I grew up in Ground Heights, Brooklyn. And I've been in San Francisco for the last 30-something years. And just love hip-hop, man. Just trying to bring hip-hop back. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just,
it's not personal. It's just that we need to mix it up. Need to bring it back and just let us know that you have to have flow and you have to have rap skills. And I'm embarrassed, man. I'm embarrassed to call that these people's calling this hip hop. I'm just embarrassed, man. That's all I can say. And
I highly agree.
I people out here trying to keep the real music alive, and you know what I'm saying, just mix it up a little, man. And know about the game. I mean, know about the history of the art form first before you even get on the mic and even open your mouth to me. You know what I'm saying? Have some understanding. You know what I'm saying? Because people had to work first. You just didn't jump on the mic and just. People had to flow. People had to know how to flow. You had to go practice. If you got dissed, you had to go back and practice. That's what time it was. You know what I'm saying? I'm just glad that hip hop is alive. I'm gonna be on the Deadly Sin tour with y'all on June 30th down in Las Vegas. I'm looking forward to that. I'm working with Jess Jones, the Get Money Stop Hating tour, doing Juneteenth Father's Day in Oakland. What else I'm doing? And I'm going on tour with y'all.
I'll be in Jersey and Detroit on Deadly Sins. I ain't gonna be in all of them.
Oh, okay. Well, you know we're gonna run into each other, but I'm gonna keep talking to you on the radio.
It's all good.
So what kind of music you putting out, Wesley? I mean, I just got on the radio.
Okay, I put out a little bit of everything, mostly like. I'll call it like a conscious, it's not necessarily trap music, but I'll use like trap beats, but I make more like conscious type music. Sometimes I do a little bit of club stuff. I'm more like poetic with it, you know, so I kind of have a range of styles. I kind of mix it up depending on the sound of the beat and, you know, everything like that and what's on my mind.
Yeah. You on Facebook?
Yeah, everything IG. Is Midwest Matthew, pretty much. IG is the Midwest Matthew.
Where
so
your music
Midwest,
is at?
Like, you know, the region. Midwest Matthew.
Yeah, is it on SoundCloud? Is on where's it at? I mean, where can you find it?
Yeah, so SoundCloud Midwest Matthew, and then I just dropped an album that's going to be, or it's not going to be, but it's already on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, everything pretty much. So if you search Midwest Matthew, you can find my stuff.
Okay,
you
Midwest Matthew.
Whichever
Matthew.
Channel
okay.
that you go through. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, I got always going to support my brothers out there. It's nothing personal. You know what I'm saying? Nothing personal. I love, you know, it's like to keep alive, that's all. Nothing personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I appreciate just like to make people remember.
All callers be told. Sorry, guys. I'll call her. Please keep home, y'all. I'm trying to get to everybody.
Oh, yeah. I don't mean too long. I'm gonna let some people else call in. I'd like to shout out to you and Royal Crush Radio and Lavar Hayes for blessing me. And say that. I'm always going to say that because it wasn't for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gave me a shot when nobody else could, so I'm good. You know, not only you, but you know, one of the few. So I've got to go out there and hang out with y'all, Cassidy, the last time. So I'm blessed. I can't complain. Ain't nothing I can complain about. I'm in hip hop. I don't care. I'm saying
that's what
I'm cool.
That's what
That's the biggest reason we out here doing what we doing. You know what I'm saying? We trying to help out the people that we see out here grinding, that we know is making good music, that, you know, that we want to see succeed. So you keep doing you, and it's going to keep coming.
Mix it up. That's all I'm saying. I'm not telling you not to play it, do your thing, but mix it up and let people know they're real hip-hop before all of that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Just keep it real.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Send me some tracks.
That's what type of music was. That's not how it was. Stop lying to these folks and tell these youngsters, educate them. If they don't know, educate them. That's all I got to say. But I'm like to leave y'all, and I'll talk to y'all next week, and I'm looking forward to seeing y'all on tour, and looking forward to talking to you. Midwest West, good luck to you and your future endeavors and everything. Hope to see you
Thank
soon.
You.
I'm wearing hip hop. We love hip hop.
Well. Good luck.
And you, once you in hip hop, we always in hip hop, so it's all good. So we're gonna run into each other somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So I'm good.
Right.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
Thank you everybody. And I'll talk to y'all soon. This is OMF.
All right.
I'm on SoundCloud, Facebook. All right, talk to you soon.
All right, you
all
have
right.
a great night. Okay, we're going to take one more caller, and then we're going to get into your last track, Midwest Matthew. Is that cool?
Sounds good to me. Yeah.
718-635. 5, you're live.
Oh, yeah, right now? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yes, okay, thank you. All right. So what happened was is that, yes, Roger G here now. I think I got an email from, I don't know if it was from Jem something at email.com to promote my music or something on the radio show.
Gemini?
Yeah, Gemini, you're right. And,
yeah,
I believe
you just need to respond to the email. I have to do all of that through email so I don't forget, because I'm guaranteed to forget, and I just got to keep it all organized. So just respond to the email and let me know. You know what I mean?
This is only for this show. It's only for this show, though, right? Whatever promotion you do? Or
yes,
like
this show is. You can, no, mine is this show. You can contact other hosts on other shows and, you know, get their email addresses and everything. Everybody has their own separate way that they do it, you know what I mean? But usually you have to submit it to the individual email of the show you want to be on.
Oh, yeah, I also have some questions for the – there's also, like, a guest that you have, right, like a guest on the show who answers some questions about
– Yeah.
Okay. Should I introduce myself first, or can I ask a question first? Or,
Either
way,
well,
I'll just tell you real quick. I'm Midwest Matthew, but you can go either way, however you want to do it.
Oh, thanks a lot, Midwest Matthew. Yeah, I was just, you know, when I come to the show, I just, so I'm Roger RG. I'm from New York. I think the other person before me was also, he grew up in New York or something, in Brooklyn. So,
yeah.
I'm also in Brooklyn too. And what happens is I've been on the show for a bit. Pretty much, I'm like an entertainer, okay? I mean, music, I do music as well, but then also act and sing and dance, too. But the thing is that I'm really trying to focus on music because I've been lately getting to that. My songs, my tracks have been in those areas. More like comedic, hip-hop, dance vibe. It has a mixture of everything. Different from...
Mm-hmm.
Kind of different from what you hear these days. My track I've been promoting for the last couple of weeks is called American Crazies. Track about, you know, it's kind of a good theme for us Americans, you know, the diversity and everybody around America. So it's a good track for that, and it's a fun, upbeat type of song. It's on YouTube. If you type in American Crazies, it's still going there. I mean, I'm getting, the views are going up, you know, and people are watching it. I'm also on SoundCloud, Twitter, Instagram. So, yeah, so my question for, what was your name again, sir?
Midwest. Matthew? You can just call me Midwest, like the region, or Midwest Matthew, or Matthew.
Oh, Midwest Matthew.
One.
Okay, I was born in Michigan, so that's also Midwest
okay,
area.
Okay, me too.
But then nice. Like, wait, which part?
Southfield.
Okay, I was born in Detroit, but the thing is, I grew up here, so I mean, I don't know too much about that, you know, just born there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get my song out now. So the thing is, yeah, my song, my new song, since I'm independent, you know, no one knows me, you know, I'm like a nobody right now, still. I'm trying to see now, like, I know Mondo Tunes and all these CD Baby, and you heard these sites. I'm just seeing the best way to get just to get my brand out there, to see what's the best sites or things that will actually get you as a new artist or someone who's, you know, not too well known to get out there.
Okay. Well, I'll say first and foremost to answer that, I'm in the same boat, so I'm like you. I'm trying to get myself out there as well. So what I do, you know, number one, you want to make sure that you have, in my opinion, I'd say make sure you have easy ways for people to contact you. So, you know, you want to have an email, obviously. And social media, you know, choose, you know, you can have a social media for almost anything. So the Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, choose the one that you like. Preferably have multiple. That way you got multiple platforms and avenues. Third thing I would say is, you know, get some videos. If you get a real good visual, the visuals are what really brings out the music sometimes. So, you know, really start saving up money to get good visuals, and then put money towards promotion. You can do Facebook promotion, you know, pay bloggers or people to repost your music and get it out there and things like that. And lastly, I would say a big thing would be depending on what your cultural, your like ethnic background is, and you said you're in Brooklyn, you can use that to really boost yourself, because being from Brooklyn, like, you already get love because you're from New York. So you can get New York behind you, just that region. And then depending on your cultural background, you know, like, let's say there was somebody that was Asian, they can get the whole Asian community behind them, you know. And then depending on what the song's about, like you said, you're talking about different problems and stuff, racial stuff. You can talk to different groups that are advocates for certain things. Get those people behind you. So now you got like three different groups sharing your video, sharing your music. And that's one way I would say to boost yourself. But like I said, I'm in your position, so I'm not an expert on that. I'm still trying to learn myself.
That is good, solid advice.
That's good, so these sites, like, you heard about those sites, like the CD Baby, Mondo Tunes, TuneCore, they don't really get you, do they also help too, to get your name out there?
No, I think those are all distribution. So if you want to get, like, on the iTunes and Spotify and everything like that, you have a really good song. What I would say as far as that, once you're ready for the distribution, just make sure you're, you know, you don't want any songs that are whack, like, not whack, like, in the sense of production and quality. You want to make sure that you're on beat when you're doing your stuff, mixed and mastered, everything like that. And then I think that'd be a time when you could start researching and see which distribution you want to go through and get your music out there to sell.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. And thanks for your time. I found an email or something, stay in touch. I don't know if
If you look me up on Midwest Matthew, Midwest Matthew pretty much on everything, SoundCloud and Facebook and everything, you can message me through that.
All right, thank you.
Or if you, I think you're asking me, but unless you're talking to Amber, I don't know. Well, that's my contact.
Okay, yeah, I think I have Amber's, right? The Gemini one, that's, right? Okay.
Yeah, that's me.
So I'll definitely email. I just have to respond to the email again, right? So just,
just send me the response back, and then we'll go from there.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I think Amber's the one who I've been talking. Yeah, I've been on your show for 2 weeks now, 2-3 weeks, I believe. Yeah,
I think about 3. Consistent, and I appreciate you calling in for sure, for real.
Okay, thanks for all the thanks for all your advice and help you guys are giving me. I really appreciate that, you know. So, and also for letting me be on the show again and again.
Not a problem. Mm-hmm. Call in next week. Call in every week. You know, so always be welcome.
Okay. Yeah, you both have a good Sunday, and
Yeah,
all right, you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you. All right, Midwest Matthew. Let us discuss a little bit about your next track, Marry Me.
Okay. Okay. So I forgot which one I sent you, but Marry Me, okay.
Yes, Marry Me.
Cool.
Go ahead, let people know a little bit about that, and then you can go ahead and intro it, and we'll get it popping.
All right, great. So Marry Me, like I said, I do a little bit of everything. So Marry Me, in my personal opinion, is more of a pop song, kind of, sort of. But, you know, it's just about a guy, and I do poetry, you know, more poetic type stuff, so I write sometimes about people, you know, in different situations. So it's about a guy, pretty much. He's in love with a girl. It's pretty self-explanatory when you hear the song. But I chose that one to play today because a lot of people, you know, I had this new album come out, 15 songs on there. Out of the 15, or actually it was 14 because one was just a little bit, it's like a remix. So out of those 14 songs, Marry Me, that's what a lot of people kept talking about. So I figured I'd choose that one for today. And, you know, it's a positive song. It's pretty cool. It's got a nice beat. So hopefully you guys all enjoy it.
For sure. Let's hear that Marry Me track.
I don't have that, but I do have Cold Game, Cold World, Sex, Love, Loyalty.
Dope. 1 second, callers. And Matthew. Hold on a second. Let me see. I'll have to try to hurry up and
I was gonna say we're in the digital age. I could resend it real quick if you need. Take me like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if it's gonna take you 2 seconds, then you are gonna be faster than me, probably.
Okay.
Let me see. I'll try. Wait. Okay. Well, while we're retrieving Marry Me, I apologize for that. Let's just play let's just play Grab My Fro by Gemini the Queen, a.k.a. me, and then I'll get that sent, and then
there we go.
Get right back on to it.
Never guessed it, yeah. I never knew it. The way that he touched and make me really get fluid. Finger possession, 9-inch erection. The way that he glide inside me could put protection. Kinda like side of me, yo, finger inside of me. I ain't gotta be a woman, but I'm all monogamy. I'm too many women in one, it's any more of me. Now come on, baby, let's have some fun, shush out the victory. Now you wanna allow his tongue to explore me. The way that it lick it, it's as if I implores me. He loves to slither up my calf through my thighs between behind, coming from behind, and then he's digging back. It's more than physical, he could have had it since he met it. And now we can't let go, and goddamn, we don't regret it. But this was just a dream of you, I forgot to mention. One day we'll make it come true, I had you at attention, baby. Never know how far I go.
hey, hey, hey.
Is it the right one?
It's in the process of loading.
Okay, that email I sent you, it was two tracks on there, wasn't it?
Just one. I got the morning after track.
That's the first one I just did. I'm so sorry, y'all. Okay, well, Midwest Matthew, I'm still going to work on this process while we're doing this. Let's go ahead and take a caller.
Okay.
I'm downloading it right now, resending it. So sorry.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
910-709.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, yeah. Can I talk to Midwest Matthew?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, bro. This is Big Bugatti. I just called in earlier, but I'm calling in again. I wanted to kick a freestyle to you. This is another one. It's a different one from earlier because I wanted you to bless me and tell me what you thought and everything. I'm also all right. On Facebook and everything. But it goes like this. If these fools want to try and mess with me, let them come get some. I got a 45 automatic. These fools sure is dumb. These mothers don't cry like hoes when I pull my strap out. No, put it in their mouth and let the mother go. I keep a blunt in my pocket so I can go and blaze to relax after the shit that I do. Look what hell made. These mothers cry like tricks and hoes laying on the ground, bleeding when I pop open fire. The mothers stay bleeding. I got a problem with these punks. Mothers on the other side of town heard that they want some beef. Well, you know what, mothers, we can go and get down. Y'all tricks fixing to get to missing. When I pull out my strap, mothers, I bust caps, I bells on you tricks, mothers and hoes. I keep 45 automatic vests for my protection. Forget what y'all thought, though. I get to busting on y'all fools as my tires keep the feeling out smoke and blood is the only thing that my gun's gonna do. Trick of murdering y'all tricks when you get to bleeding. Just know when I keeps my strap on me at all times. My shit's all safety. Y'all tricks, mothers hate me. Because when I get to shooting, fools stay dying and they get wounded. Like they gangsters from back in the day. Putting some bullets in their ass. Best beware, mothers, I'm going to shoot. My shit gets to popping. I'm show-stopping, dropping, automatics popping. Cuz mothers, by the fury of the trigger and bullet smoke, another Mark got a bullet in his neck and his artery and died from the bullet smoke, and he choked. But, yeah, that's just something I wrote, man, and I would have done it better,
mm-hmm.
man, if I'd have had a little bit of beats or something, you know?
Yeah.
That's
you wanted my opinion on it?
Yeah, I wanted your opinion, bro.
Okay. I get the raps. Let me see here. So, forewarning, I'm just kind of honest with my opinions and stuff. So, I mean, there's no defense or disrespect. But, the raps, I would say that, like you said, I don't know how you would spit with the beat, but it just sounded a little bit off beat. So I would say the delivery could be a little bit stronger and like the flow part of it.
Yeah.
So getting down the flow, even when you do an acapella, just making sure it flows kind of, you know, like you kind of have like some, what they say nowadays, swag to it, I guess, that type of thing. And then also, having some bars. So, you know, having talking. Something where it's like, say what?
I was a little nervous talking to you.
Oh, yeah, no, then there's that aspect, too. So then there's always, you know, as you get more practice and you just get better anyway. So then, you know, that kind of goes away, too. But I would say, I mean, practice doing that same song over and over. I mean, same poem. But but then the other thing would just be to have kind of like some bars in there, I guess, as far as like a metaphor or some more metaphors, analogies, that type of thing, you know. But overall, I mean, it was pretty cool. I think with the beat and, you know, as long as the delivery's right, it could be something real, real
trying
cool.
Trying to words to come out right as far as the bass line and everything like that. Try to get them to come back to back instead of off of key. Get them to come back to back and the flow's right and everything like that. I'm reading too slow. I think I need to read them a little faster instead of going too slow on them. But thank you, West Coast Matthew. I really appreciate it. But you think the lyrics are lyrics are good though, right?
They were pretty decent. I would just say that throw some more like some more wordplay, some more stuff that's kind of like I heard you rap. I heard you rhyme. I think the word though like a couple times. You know, like those type of words. Like if you're gonna say though. You know, throw something in there that's kind of like a crazy rhyme, like something that with like a metaphor or analogy or something, you know.
There's cuss words in them, but I just read it clean, you know what I'm saying? I didn't, you know, cuss because it's over the radio, you know. I'm reading off of my rhymes, got cussing on it. My rhymes got cussing on it that I'm reading the page.
Next time, remember, Blackout Radio. At least my show, it does not matter, as long as you're not full out crazy.
Sorry. I did not know. I will remember next time because, you know, when I was reading my page here, you know, my work, I was reading off my pages and I was trying to keep it a little clean, you know what I'm saying, cleaner. And yeah, my work, man, is gangster rap, man. I write gangster rap, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got hundreds of raps, bro. I'm on Facebook, you know. I do a lot of stuff, man. Since 2 years ago, before the fire, and it's like since I died when I was in the hospital. And it's like since I died, and God brought me back, you know, and I've been given another chance, man. To do music, it's been like I've been given a brain, and it's like a brain to rhyme and use my thesis, you know. And it's like I've been moving fools with my brain, man. You know, as far as my writing and stuff like that, I can do better with my work and everything.
I ain't mad at you, and for real, it takes a whole lot to, you know, go through what you went through. Just to want to be around and do things. So for you to be out here, you know, still pushing your music and working on yourself and all of that, man, it can't nobody do nothing but respect that. And if they don't, then forget them.
I want to be one of the ones to actually say, hey, I'm trying to make it to where, like, with people that have been burned, I'm burned as bad as they are. I want to say, hey, you know, because most people that have been burned, they're like, I want to just give up. You know what I'm saying? I want to give up, and I don't even want to try. And I want to be like, okay, I want to, you know, I want to do so much, and I want to, you know, make it like I want to be an example for them and say, hey, I want to show you that there is a way, you know, so I want you to try, and I'm as bad as you are. I want you to try to make a way for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
But,
for sure, absolutely.
But yeah, I'll call in like next week and everything. And it was nice talking to you, Midwest Matthew. You said you're from Cali, huh?
Yeah.
Man, me too, man. I'm from Antioch.
You said
I live
Cali?
In Antioch.
Yeah,
Antioch, California. Yep.
No, I'm from the Midwest. From Michigan.
Midwest.
And I lived in Cali for a little bit in San Diego, but
right.
I'm from the Midwest mostly, yeah.
Right. All right, y'all. Y'all stay safe, and I'll call back next week.
All right, for sure.
Right.
Thank you for calling
Thanks,
in.
Steve.
All right, bye.
All right. All right, let's take one more caller. I think we are getting closer to Marry Me. I'm sorry.
919-745.
What's good, y'all? This is Sean Redrum out of North Carolina. How y'all doing today?
What's going on?
Man, not much. I just want to let y'all know what's going on, put a little promo out there. Hey, I got this this video on YouTube right now. We just shot it probably a month ago. It's going crazy right now. It's called On Me, O-N-M-E. And my name is Sean, S-H-A-U-N-R-E-D-R-U-M. Like, it's off this mixtape I got called Yellow Tape Part 4. It's 25 tracks on that. You know, reason why I put 25 over there, I know y'all like 25 tracks. That's a lot of tracks. But I had did 25 just to represent I was 25 when I made it. You know, I'm still 25 right now. But I feel like that's a milestone age because I've been rapping since I've been 11 years old, playing instruments and all that stuff. You know, like, I've been around music since I was 8 years old. I started playing piano when I was 8 years old. So, you know, I'm just trying to keep it going, throw a lot of stuff out there, man. This is my life. This is what I do. I can't take no L. I got to make it. I can't. This lifetime can't go by and I don't make it. So I'm doing everything I can now, finally, that I understand the business. I'm seeing tips. Anybody who gives tips and advice, I'm listening. You know what I'm saying? More like two heads is better than one. So I'm listening to anybody who can damn help me get bigger and better. Self-development, you know?
For sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got any specific questions you wondering? You got two people right now that can give you a little something.
Distribution. Whatever you got about distribution, spit.
Oh, I got my global distribution deal, digital distribution deal through Reverb Nation on a contest.
Okay. You know what? I think I've seen you say something about that.
Yeah, because you said
a lot of artists. Well, you like a lot of artists think it's a game about, you know, SoundCloud and stuff like that, but it's opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're not just gonna get a digital global distribution deal and just by rolling around. Wake up, hey, I got it. It's not gonna happen like that. But I'll be trying to help out and let people know a little bit at a time and how to get on. Like, y'all better. Getting all those contests, okay?
Yeah.
If you want Reverb, getting all the contests, because you know what it does? At the very least, it makes everybody that's running these contests listen to your track.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I'm crazy. Anything from you, Midwest Matthew?
For me, I would say there's a lot of different distribution channels. So, overall, I mean, I like people to kind of do it. I think it's better when you kind of research it yourself. So, like YouTube, this is how I found out. You could look up the different distribution sources. So, there's like, I'll tell you the popular ones though: Reverb Nation, TuneCore, CD Baby. So, you can look up the differences between those and compare them and kind of see which one is best for you and what kind of fits you. I mean, then you can also go through Bandcamp. That's what I started out with. Okay. I was going on Bandcamp, and I could just make my own price and, you know, sell my stuff that way. And you can always go out to wherever you, I don't know. I think, did you say you're from North Carolina?
Yeah, I'm from North Carolina,
So, I mean, you could always print off CDs and, you know, just go out into the community, too, and just try to sell them that way. You could probably make some good money that way as long as you can sell them.
Okay.
And you get the CDs cheap enough.
Okay. Yeah, I can get the CDs for cheap. I already got the distribution on the CDs, you know. But it's just, you know, I've been thinking this morning even about, like, how the game is changing from CDs and going to more stream services now. You know, I just bought the new charger last week, you know what I'm saying? And she don't have no CD player in it. So I'm like, now we got to start thinking about streaming because CDs is going to go out of style for probably the next 5 years. You know what I'm saying? If that.
I will give you one thing to think about. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called a download card or something like that, but you can look it up on Google. It's what you do is you get these cards and you can get your music onto some website. So instead of you selling a physical CD, if somebody's like, no, I don't have a CD player or whatever, you sell them the card. So then that card, what it does, it takes them to a website. And then they can download your CD, you know, for free, pretty much.
Okay.
They'll pay you the $5 in person or $10 or whatever.
Okay.
And then they'll download
that's
it and
that's
do what they
key.
Want.
Hey, man, link up with me. Link up with me on Facebook. My name is Sean Red Rum. Type me in up there and link up with me, man. I want to talk to you more.
Murder backwards?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? And then Sean, like S-E-A-N?
No,
or S-H-A-W-N?
Yeah.
Oh, S-H-A-W-A-U-N.
No,
okay.
Yeah, S-H-A-U-N. And you put R.
Red Rum?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You'll see me. I'll pop right up. And then I'm going to talk with you some more about that, man. That's a major key.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. All listeners, man. Sean Redrum, follow me on Twitter, S-H-A-U-N-R-E-D-R-U-M. On Instagram, the same way, just 91 behind it, man. I appreciate y'all for having me. I ain't going to hold y'all up no more.
I appreciate you for calling in. Make sure you call in every week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thanks.
Stay on the friend list.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, I'm still
all
up
right.
there. I'm going to talk to you, too. We got more business to handle, too. All right.
You know. Hi.
Yeah.
All right, see you.
Okay. Midwest Matthew, thanks to you, you have saved the day. It is time. It is time for Marry Me. I just want to let you know and let the people know. So all callers, please hold the line. We're going to get into Marry Me, and then we'll be right back.
You know, there's something about you, something that just made me feel good inside, and I don't know the easiest way to say it. I don't know the best way to say it. But I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. Yeah, look, huh? He got me in his own right now. Got me in his own right now, huh? Yeah, he got me in his own right now. He got me in his own right now. Yeah, he got me in his own right now. He got me in his own right now. Yeah, he got me in his own right now. He got me in. Who, baby, I love you. Huh? Who, baby, I love you. Who, baby, I love you. Who, baby, I love you. Infatuated with you. I feel so crazy with you. I am so crazy about you. I don't want nobody new, nobody else. Nah, I'm cool, I'm straight. Let's move, let's play. I do, let's say it. Same time, on three. Will you marry me? Please say it. Say it or don't. No force, only if you want. Of course, of course. You know, hey, I don't wanna make you say it. Of course. But look, who, baby, I love you. Who, baby, I love you. Yeah. Who, baby, I love you. Do you love me? Who, baby, I love you. Infatuated with you. I feel so crazy around you. I am so crazy about you. I don't want nobody new, nobody else. Nah, I'm alright. I'll pass. You're my light in the dark. You're the only one. Wanna call anytime, anytime minutes. Like Sprint, I got anytime minutes for you. No time limit. Where you wanna go? Where you wanna hit up? Go around the world. Come back again. You got my head spinning. Hit a real business. I'm in the real deal. Love, love,
love.
Is this the real feel? Who, baby, I love you. Huh? Who, baby, I love you. Hey, who, baby, I love you. Do you love me? Who, baby, I love you.
That special time, you know? I could be on one knee.
Amazing. I don't know what you're talking about, pop song. I'm ready to pop. I definitely dig that track, for real. I dig all the tracks that you sent. And I thank you for sending
all those that you
did send. For sure. Now,
yeah,
you know, we got about 10 minutes left in the show. Thanks so much for sticking with me this whole time. You have been a big blessing to myself and to the people listening. So, you know, one more time before I let you get up out of here, let the people know your social media link so they can get at you in case they happen to have missed it.
Okay, so my links, it's pretty much everything is under Midwest Matthew with two T's. So Midwest, like the region, Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W. You found me on SoundCloud under that. My Instagram is The Midwest Matthew, so sometimes I put, you know, T-H-E in front of it. If the name is taken or something, you know. But you can find me, just Google Midwest Matthew. And I got a new album I just dropped. It's called Hashtag Rap Music. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, everything, you know, so you can purchase a copy or you can stream it through Spotify. Also have a mixtape that's going to be coming. It'll be a free mixtape, so for you people that, for people that don't want to, you know, pay for my music right away or whatever, the mixtape will be coming onto my SoundCloud, and I already have some free songs from the, that's going to be on the mixtape, that are on my SoundCloud currently.
Yes, remember, check out that SoundCloud to hear those renditions, country slashy songs. I am going to do that soon as we are done here. Like, for real, definitely. That's no joke. That's like ingenious, genius idea. So, all right, Midwest Matthew, I thank you so very much. I'm going to continue to bug you in your inbox, as usual.
Okay. So,
usually,
real quick,
you probably need a little chihuahua, puppy.
Chihuahua, yes. So I wanted to say, so my phone, it'll be muted, but I'll just stay on, I can stay for the, and listen for the show, but you automatically hear it, right?
I mean, you ain't got to go.
Like as a caller?
You can wait. You can take it to the end if you want to.
Yeah,
you
I'll just
got about 8 minutes.
Yeah, I'll just, yeah, it's cool.
All right. This is what we're going to do. We're going to get to probably one more caller, and then I'm going to get into the last track, and we're going to be up out of here for the week.
Okay, there's no hands up right now, but if you play a track, somebody might put their hand up.
Okay, go ahead and that number three track, you got that one?
Last night got me emotional, yeah. Catch me crying in my drink, uncontrollable, yeah. But that was last night, that was last night, that was last night. This is the morning after. Sun shining on a new day, like, how you doing, how you doing? Yo, I'm too straight, sipping mimosas on a Tuesday. Toast the world like salute, now who's great like Lupe? Tell me if I ended it, I live to regret it, but I'm having trouble seeing all the negative. The bright side's too bright, that's why I got the shades on. My life's too right, forget about what happened last night, cause that was last night. Now I got my sights on a fast flight. Might see Paris or I might see Rome, but I know I'm better off on my own. So what if I still got you on my mind? One more drink and I'll forget that you were ever even mine. One more drink and I'll forget that you were, forget that you, I forget this is the morning after. 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 So many lies I've written. So many dreams I've owned. So many lies I'm living. I just wanna be known. So many lies I've written. So many dreams I've owned. So many lies I'm living. I just wanna be known. Yo, I used to think of you and me in a fast car like you always dreamed. Still got the car, still got me. Far as I can tell, nothing missing in the scene. Just a better way to get it now. I'm in my lane to finish with the gift of vision. Never stray from, turn away from, no way. I'm quitting till I hit my limit. Whenever that day comes. Turns out you were holding me back. I guess that's not surprising. All my homies knew that. I guess that's no surprise. Even my mama knew that. Only question why I stay living with your pain in the ass. So what if I still got you on my mind? One more drink and I'll forget that you were ever even mine. One more drink and I'll forget that you were, forget that you, I forget this is the morning after. 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 So what if
if I still got you on my mind. One more drink and I'll forget that you were ever even mine. One more drink and I'll forget that you were, forget that you, I forget this is the morning after. Last night got me emotional, catch me crying in my drink, unconsolable, yeah. But that was last night, that was last night, that was last night, this is the morning after.
Am I back?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's take one more caller before we get up out of here.
413-727.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Jules again. It's Angels. What's up? I'm like,
not
wait,
too
that's
much.
Me.
What's going on, girl?
I'm good. I've just actually got myself another Instagram because they shut me out, so I just got an Angels official, and then I just realized I got to update everything now, so it's all good, you know, progress.
Yeah. Let me know. You know I'm there. I'm ready to follow.
I will, for sure. And, yeah, I'm definitely going to be hitting everybody up on there. So I'm expanding my horizons.
Mm-hmm. It's a sad necessity. You must overly socialize.
Yes, most definitely. I agree. So that means, y'all can find me on Instagram now. I'm under Anjules Official. So, yeah, look that up. Otherwise, you can find me on Facebook underneath Anjules, AnJewels. Shout out to all the callers, all the artists out there that are on their grind, all the single mothers out there, you know, I see you. I'm not a mother mm-hmm. myself, but I can imagine what you all go through with your grind, too. It's just me, myself, and I, so that's enough. Blessings to everybody out there, all the callers, all the listeners, and to you, Amber Downs, and to Black Tear.
Sure. Definitely shout out to the man, Black Tear, out of Michigan.
Without him, we wouldn't be here.
Sure wouldn't. I'm telling you, had he not invited me to the show, I definitely wouldn't have been making music like I started to. I tell you that right now. It's Eddie's house, fault.
Really? That's so cool. That makes me so happy. Oh, my gosh, girlfriend.
Truth.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's what's up. I love it. He's motivational and inspiring. He's definitely inspired me. And the way he talks and everything, and he gives everybody all this advice, he's a teacher, you know. So I'm really grateful that we all have Eddie Powell around. So thank you so much, Black Tear.
For real. Shout out to Black Tears. But
yeah, I got connected to Young Zeke, and now I'm in this magazine, you know, with Young Zeke, who I connected to, you know, to through Black Tear, and none of that would have happened. So, you know, I got to give him a lot of kudos and props and gratitude because of everything that he does. And I did hear you say, Black Tear, you were tired one night, and I thought, oh my gosh, I can imagine with running all these shows, so, and being an artist and doing everything and doing all this, you know, the representing for all the affiliates and all the work that you do, I can imagine that grind. So blessings to you. But anyway, I don't want to take up any more of your time. Thank you so much, Amber Downs, Gemini. I'm a fan for you for life.
And I am right back.
Thank you so much for your support.
All right, I'll see you on social media, girl.
Yes, most definitely. Good looks.
All right, let's take one more caller before we get up out of here. Time to go, baby.
510-309.
Hello?
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 Yeah.
How y'all doing? My name is Rich Twin. I'm from the Bay Area, from Northern California. How y'all doing?
Good. What's going on with you?
Oh yeah, I got I'm alright. Everything going good. I got a new mixtape I'm about to be dropping called Gang Shit Murder Zone Mixtape. Y'all be on the lookout for that. I got a video up that I just dropped. I got my bands back up. That's on YouTube right now. It's doing a lot of numbers. It's at like 60,000 views. I also got another video up called Fresh Kid. It got like almost 600,000 views. Y'all go check that out. It's for the kids. It's for everybody. You can go check me out. That's my name, Rich Twin. My name, you spell my name, R-Y-C-H-T-W-Y-N. Y'all love my music. I'm speaking the truth. I ain't sugarcoating nothing. I ain't with all that half-step and faking. I'm just telling the truth how I came up. So y'all go check me out and see how y'all like my music and tell me how y'all like it. Y'all can go follow me on Instagram at Rich Twin. Y'all can follow me on my Facebook at Rich Twin. And my SoundCloud is the official Rich Twin. Y'all go check me out and tell me how y'all like my music.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Thank you for calling. Make sure you call in next week. I don't want the show to cut off on you and be rude to you.
For sure, I'll do that ASAP.
All right. Well, look.
And y'all have a nice day.
I'll make sure I look you up. You as well. I appreciate you calling. Like I said, make sure you call back every week.
For sure, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Not a problem.
For sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again. Got to get up out of here. The time is up. Thank you all the callers for calling in all your tips. Shout out to Midwest Matthew for hanging with me this whole time. You are awesome. Everybody else, holler at me. Hit me up. Amber Downs on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. MFKN Gemini. Let's go. We out of here. To the outro, please, Mr. Black Tea.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for responding to the call. We would like to express much appreciation to all artists that were present today and to you for calling in your tips. Please continue to call in your tips every Sunday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to submit to the Beatings Chamber 2, your chance to show if you have bars, email GeminiTheQueen@gmail.com.
Just want to give another special shout out to everybody that called in, and especially to the located artist. Much appreciated. And everybody else, thanks for listening in. You have a good night. Bye-bye.